Hello, I'm Ken McLeod, Principal Teacher at Unfettered Mind. Our website is an ongoing effort to explain Buddhist practice in a way that is clear and accessible to the Western mind without dumbing it down. If you find these teachings useful, please make a donation at unfetteredmind.org/donate so we can continue to maintain and expand the site. Thanks.
Unfettered Mind. Which practice?
Recently, I've been experimenting with different kind of forms of meditation. So following the breath is what I've always done since I began meditating, but recently have been involved with some sitting with a teacher who talks about reflective meditation, you know, actually kind of following the thoughts, and then reflecting on those afterwards, following sounds, you know, I sit at the beach, follow the waves. I guess what I'm wondering is, and it seems actually to be helpful to do different forms, but is it? I guess I've answered my own question.
Well, yes, but I think we can go a step further. How familiar are you with Alice in Wonderland?
I haven't read it recently, but as a child.
Compulsory reading for all serious practitioners. So Alice is, I think, wanders away from the... I can't remember what, actually. And she comes across a Cheshire cat sitting in a tree. And the cat is sitting with a grin. How many of you have seen a cat grin? And she says, "Please, sir, which way should I go?" He says, "That all depends. Where do you want to go?" "Well, it doesn't really matter," she says. "Then it doesn't really matter which way you go, does it?" "As long as I get somewhere," she says. "Well, if you go far enough, you'll be somewhere. So, where do you want to go?"
I guess where I want to go with my practice is in being able to sit with the pain and the emotions of life and not be so driven by them. To be able to sit and reflect on them. But ultimately, I guess for myself, because I deal with people dying, I want to be able to sit with my own death. So that's kind of where I guess that's why I practice. That's what drives me to it.
May I go a little further?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be able to sit with your own death?
Because I watch people resist it so. And I think that it doesn't have to be. And yet I can also be compassionate and understand it.
Yes. Well, this is quite wonderful. You have a very clear intention in your practice. That makes things a lot simpler. Not necessarily easier, but a lot simpler. Anne, could I borrow the book, please?
This is a most wonderful book.
That was unnecessary, but thank you.
This is at the end of this book, but I write, if anything rattled you in the book, don't throw up. Let it work in you until the you that you are now is fatally poisoned. The importance of a conventional life is greatly exaggerated, and a good death can work wonders. So, as I understand, you want to know how to die.
I want to not resist it.
This is very deep. And I've long been under the feeling that, or the opinion that, one of the most valuable things we can learn in our lives is how to die. There are many different forms of meditation. Meditation, it should be remembered, is a tool, not an end. It's a way of cultivating, bringing attention to what we experience. I don't know whether you ever read any of Carlos Castaneda. You may recall a distinction that Don Juan makes between dreaming and stalking. Resting with the breath, cultivation of attention that way, that's stalking. Opening to experience, and just opening and opening, being with whatever arises, is dreaming. In the beginning, our attention is usually so unstable, particularly in Buddhism, we put the emphasis on stalking. One of the unfortunate byproducts of that is that many people think that meditation means just that, or practice means just that. But sometimes it is good to reflect. I would not do them at the same time or in the same period. They're two different kinds of meditation. And one of the things that I often recommend to people, if I'm having them do something like death and impermanence meditation or loving kindness or any of the four immeasurables and so forth, is that they rest in the experience of breathing or whatever one day, and then they do this reflective practice the other day. They actually alternate, and that they find quite helpful. Or you could do one in the beginning of the day and one at the end of the day if you're meditating twice a day. What is very important is to keep your intention in mind. So for you, you welcome every difficulty and every challenge in your life because it's practice for you. That's a difficult way to live, something I've not found very easy at all. But that goes to the heart of your intention. Any difficulty that comes, well, I'm going to have to experience this when I die anyway, so I might as well get started now. Does this help?
It very, very much.
Okay, thank you.
Unfettered Mind retains all rights to these podcasts. If you wish to use part or a whole podcast, please send an email to podcasts@unfetteredmind.org.